From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has strongly condemned the Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in the rebel-held sector of Aleppo. The president called the attacks barbarous. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. is on the verge of suspending talks with Russia concerning Syria. Kerry said Thursday bilateral engagement with Russia over Syria is irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place.
We've made it crystal clear to them that under those kinds of circumstances, it is not possible to be cooperating, and we need to see a change.
Kerry spoke Thursday during a Washington forum. A United Nations task force, meanwhile, is calling for the immediate medical evacuation of hundreds of wounded people from Aleppo. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi, says the task force focused on the major threat to the civilian population posed by the extremely heavy aerial bombardment of eastern Aleppo. He says the task force also criticized the indiscriminate shelling in government-controlled western Aleppo.
The bombing must stop.
Ramzi says the medical situation is particularly dire. He notes many hospitals have been damaged by airstrikes and medical supplies in this city are dwindling. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
As Iraqi forces plan an effort to retake the city of Mosul, Islamic State forces are pulling out. U.S. military officials say the number of IS forces in the city has dropped by as much as two-thirds. Iraqi militia leaders say there is evidence many of foreign fighters who had once been based in Mosul are now leaving. This is VOA News. Amnesty International released a report Thursday saying Sudanese government forces have used what appears to be chemical weapons in remote regions of Darfur. An investigation carried out by the human rights group finds evidence of at least 30 likely chemical attacks, claiming the lives of between 200 and 250 people. Somalia's government is demanding an explanation from the United States for a Wednesday airstrike in central Somalia. The Pentagon said in a news release on Thursday that its forces launched what it called a self-defense strike against the Al-Shabaab militant group near the town of Galkayo. India's army said Thursday it has launched what it called surgical strikes against suspected militants along the border with Pakistan. That strike follows a militant attack on an Indian army base earlier this month in Kashmir that killed 18 soldiers. U.S. President Barack Obama is flying to Israel, where he will speak at the funeral of former Israeli leader Shimon Peres. Mr. Obama will lead a delegation of 32 U.S. officials. Major U.S. presidential candidates Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton campaigned Thursday in the states where each won their first electoral victory during the primaries. Trump campaigned in New Hampshire.
We're going to take on the special interests, the lobbyists, and the corrupt corporate media that have rigged the system against everyday Americans, and they've rigged it for a long time. We're going to create millions of new jobs.
Clinton made an appearance in Iowa.
Number one, we need an economy that works for everyone, not just those at the top, right? We need to keep our country safe, and we need to lead the world with strong and steady leadership in accordance with our values.
Hillary Clinton. At least one person was killed and more than 100 injured Thursday when a commuter train crashed into a busy rail station in Hoboken, New Jersey. Here is New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
This train came in at a high rate of speed into the station and crashed through all of the barriers, bringing it right to the interior wall of the Hoboken terminal.
The cause of the crash has not been determined. Ukraine Thursday marked the 75th anniversary of the worst single massacre of civilians in World War II, the 1941 slaughter at Babi Yar. Nazi SS forces and Ukrainian collaborators murdered nearly 34,000 Jews. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Thursday he will press Russia to support efforts by the United Nations Security Council to prosecute those responsible for bringing down a Malaysian airliner that crashed in Ukraine in 2014. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.